following podcast may be explicit. One Joe Young presents Adventures from the Shed, a tabletop RPG podcast. You can find us online at adventuresfromtheshed.com.
Hi, and welcome back to Adventures from the Shed. We are here again, 4/5, that's a real fraction, of the Adventures from the Shed cast. I'm Joe, and I'm the DM for this Dungeons & Dragons 5th Edition campaign. And let's say hi to the other three guys who are with me tonight.
Hey, this is Chris. I'm playing Abraxas, the Dragonborn Paladin.
Hi, I'm Eli. I'm playing Aerith Nisigfried, the Human Fighter.
I'm Randy. I'm playing Miles Mize, the Bard Extraordinaire.
I like Miles Mize, by the way. It's almost poetic in and of itself. So, yeah.
Extraordinary. The OG Eminem.
Nice.
Wubba lubba doo doo, I gotta tell you that I'm the rap guy. I don't know.
Oh, did you mention his new nickname on the last one? I don't think you did.
No. We did that off air. It's now Miles Pickaxe Finder. Nice. Mize. I was about to say my name for some reason. Right, Bill?
Randall?
We're just going to start calling people Bill from now on.
All right, so you guys go ahead NPCs. And kind of recap what we did. I'll leave it up to you guys to sort that through, and I'm going to be looking at a couple of things while you do that.
Well, we started with a spider combat. Just a wee little spider, roughly the size of a Great Dane.
He's a little bigger than that.
Yeah. Boy.
That was a fast encounter thanks to the hard work of Miles and Abraxas just cutting it to bits.
I got myself poisoned, though.
You did get poisoned. Plus side, I managed to harvest some poison, so who knows? Yeah. I might be able to make an antitoxin.
Abraxas got to help out a little bit during that fight.
Yeah, man.
Hey, he's tanking. He's doing his job.
Oh, yeah. He's the real MVP right there. Most vulnerable player. Oh, wait.
Yeah, a little bit. Especially these rolls. Yeah, I found two longswords, two daggers, and some gold and silver, and a little pile that the spider tried to hide away.
And a wolf and a deer corpse. That was pleasant.
Probably should have took that to eat later.
Man, they were all like pruny and shriveled.
Yeah, like jerky. It's all right.
I do not want to have spider venom brined jerky.
It probably sounds like amazing. It might be amazing. We have no idea.
So Braxis was feeling a little bellish, so we went ahead and camped out for the night.
Yep. You guys should tell about your watches again, how you slacked off and didn't investigate.
Look, buddy, you were poisoned. Belle was having a nervous.
I wasn't poisoned at the time. I was just wounded at the time.
Ooh, wow, look bite, at me. Little, I got hurt.
Bite action. Look at these marks. Look at them, huge.
What marks? We had a long rest. They're completely gone. It just wasn't a smart idea to go investigate. Nor was it a smart idea to wake everybody up to investigate.
Somebody needed their beauty sleep.
We probably could have just sent Belle out there and he would have came back with some crazy story later on.
He could have put him in
like a whole comic book written about it.
That or there's two bodies being drug around.
Ooh.
Could be one guy with small feet. We just don't notice because he's got small feet.
Maybe two people with small feet.
We didn't check to see the foot size of those corpses.
Ooh, average. Sure. Let's call them average.
Okay. Yeah.
They were not... There was nothing to indicate that was the two adventurers.
Yeah, I looked for distinguishing marks, and I didn't see anything at all, so...
Yeah, that's something I definitely would have let Belle notice because he knew one of the guys, at least by name and recognition. He wasn't like a friend or something.
Miles was looking for a story like, oh, this is Big Bearded Bob, and he went out to Bill, and he went out to...
Well, that's who he is now. I mean, come on. All right.
Bob's a trapdoor guy.
Yeah, that Bob. He was big bearded, but really thin.
So, Joe, did... And then granted, I had a 13 on the roll, but I assume I only noticed one person being dragged through that pile of tracks.
You wouldn't... I mean, you came to the assumption that somebody was being dragged, but there's no guarantee that's what it was. How about that?
Right, yeah, so I couldn't even be wrong. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it looked like a boot dragging. I can tell you that
looks like one of those good old country boot dragons.
Oh my lordy, that does it's take boot me dragon back. Boogie.
The, boot dragon you could become boogie. A cobbler and be a boot dragon.
Oh my god,
that's nice.
That might be a title, Joe.
Yeah, mark I was about to say. I think that's boot episode dragon? Title.
All right, now I need to take a note of that.
So yeah, you could become a cobbler, and then you would be a boot dragon. That's pretty good. That's not too shabby.
Cobbler.
I know what I can go into a business after this. You could have the inn. I'll have the cobbling thing next to the boot dragon right next door.
Eli could be smithing. Siegfried.
We have our retirement plans. We're setting up our retirement plans.
Just gonna take up the poor section.
You got to get your kid through college first.
Yeah, I can't retirement plan. Think about my retirement. Yeah. I gotta
make my money.
I gotta pay tuition. I gotta support the house, the wife, the kid, probably kids in the future.
Kids.
Too many more falls like last head earlier in the adventure. Maybe not.
Hey, I don't need this head up here to make more children. Okay.
So are we assuming these tracks are going in the way we need to go? Or we were going because we were heading northwest at the time.
Well, let's put it this way: before we set off again, does anybody else want to take a look at the tracks?
Yeah, because I was the one that checked it out.
Yeah. Siegfried will go ahead and take a look, see if he can examine them in the daylight.
Bill normally would, but he's a little twitchy right now still.
Yeah.
This he's nervous. This would be more investigation, right, since I'm getting more like actively involved in it?
Yeah, since you already know that there are tracks there and you're looking for something. That, yeah,
right here, there's tracks like right clues. Here.
Yeah.
Check all right.
Out. Although that doesn't really help you.
Oof.
I'm looking at your sheet. I'm fine with perception, by the way.
I already rolled 8 -1, 7.
Okay.
I'm sticking with my guns here. Yep.
Yep.
Looks like something moved through here.
All right. Randy, did you want Miles to take a look? Nobody's discovered anything new. Do you feel like you could outdo them when it comes to looking at footprints?
Miles will give it a shot. He's, like I said, still new to adventuring. So he's like, maybe I can have some luck. You know, first time's a charm for everything.
Yeah. Out of the box thinking.
What would that be? Perception? So
or investigation.
You could do investigation, perception.
I think they're all pretty much the same. I didn't put any points. No, 0 for investigation. Perception is...
That's a +1.
+1, so I got a whole 9. So, yeah, no, I didn't see anything.
Yeah,
a 9er.
My
trusty red die is not working. Like, hey, it's the 8 is next to the 20, so it should have been... Yeah.
But isn't the 2 as well?
The 8 is right. Next to 10, 16, and 20 is the closest.
All so you got no further clues. Everybody sees the same, essentially the same thing. You come to your own conclusion what it is, and the footprints you see look like old worn boots and a dragged line of like a boot heel, boot, you know, the whole boot, whatever. But it's a line, like it's been dragged.
The boot, the whole boot, and nothing but the boot.
Yeah.
You can't handle the boot.
Miles can't, apparently.
Nope.
Kicked him in the ribs. Started throwing a fit. Wake up, soldier.
You guys?
He just gave you payback, that's all.
Hey, so going or heading off the next morning, you're still going to go the northwest route? As much as possible towards where we believe
the city of the lost assuming. Is. Yeah.
Okay. Through the morning into mid-afternoon, let's call it, 2-3 in the afternoon, there is unmistakable sounds of some chattering humanoid things up in front of you. You see little shapes and Miles immediately recognizes the sound of goblins. Plural.
Little bastards are up ahead.
And it definitely, from where you are now, it looks like it's probably a camp and there's just a bunch of shouting and cavorting, if you will.
You guys ready to take out some small people? Sorry, Bill.
Close your eyes.
Don't listen. Close your eyes.
I mean, do we need to talk to these guys? Or you just want to go in and start busting heads? I mean, I know you got the thing, but come on, man. They might give us some information.
What exactly are we dealing with?
Just because I don't like them doesn't mean I'm instantly going to attack them.
I mean, we need to, you know, we're not sure where we're going. We need to figure out if they got something for us.
These jerks aren't the ones that took over the bar, so.
Oh, it's goblins?
The Gobble Inn.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. He unmistakable sound and look of goblins. So I'm looking to, I took a quick look. Nobody has goblin listed as a language. Nope. So you're just hearing the chattering now. Some high-pitched voices. You know, they're all, from this distance, you can see they're all short creatures. And they don't appear to have taken any notice of you.
Miles may have learned a few swear words.
You probably hear that. It's like the every 20th word or so you think, did he just say, right?
And they were roommates. Yeah.
Foul mouth little creature. Foul mouth. What you guys want to do?
How many are we talking here? Like double digits?
From here, you can clearly make out four or more.
All right.
Doable.
Doable.
Does any one of them look like a leader, or they're just all a pile of rabble?
Unless you want to get closer to where they might see you, right now you can't really tell.
All right, I want to get closer.
All right, are you going to be stealthy about it at all?
No, I'm just going to start walking towards them like I'm here for business.
Well, I was going to walk right next to him and put the pickaxe over his shoulder.
Oh, yes. Brandish and shiny.
As intimidating as possible.
Cool. You approach to, let's say, about 50 feet or so. You know, we're going to say around 50 feet. And one of them snaps his head in your direction, and he starts chattering stuff to the other ones, and they like scatter around quickly and start grabbing spears they had laying against rocks. And this is a little camp they had set up. Looks
something,
temporary,
something,
but like semi
temporary.
Okay, so one guy started giving orders.
Not really. He just told everybody else what he saw. Okay. And if you had to guess, they don't have a leader.
All right, there it is.
They're just. Chaotic, and I don't mean by alignment. They're just these goblins just grabbing for spears and.
All right, goblin mosh pit. Here we go.
It's a gosh.
It's a mosh.
It's a gosh pit. It's an old gosh pit.
So what do you guys want to do here?
So we're
going to go into initiative. We're going to talk to them. What do you want to do?
Well, can we? How many are there now? For sure.
You can clearly see five, but okay. The others could be behind little tents they have set up.
Gotcha.
Or inside, for that matter. But outside, you know, within 5 seconds, they've grabbed the spears because that's what they
all
do.
Right, I'm gonna hold my hands out like I'm just, you know, in common. Yeah. No hurt, just here to talk. Just talk.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll hold out a couple silver pieces. I clink some silver pieces together. Talk for money.
The shortest one there steps forward. And he says, what are you doing in our lands?
We're lost. Maybe you could help us.
Lost. How many more coins do you have?
I have a whole bag of these, if you want them.
Maybe we can take them from your dead bodies.
Well, you know, that's not going to happen. You can only see two of us, but there's a lot more. And I'm bigger than all of you put together, so work that out.
We're just a scouting party.
I don't have a high intelligence.
Neither do I. So, yeah.
None of us.
Actually, I think his is higher than yours. You have plus zero, right?
I got minus one, man.
Oh, yeah, the goblin's smarter than you.
Yeah, I guess, but he could at least, you know, work it out. Money for info is a pretty good deal.
Me and my army could kill all of you. What, really like fast, you? Too. Like really, really, really fast.
Well, I would slowly roast you to death with my flaming breath. Would you like that? I'll roll intimidation.
Oh, yeah. If I need to you a second time.
Are you French goblins?
The worst.
The worst kind of goblins. All right, Miles, I'm with you, man. I can't stand French goblins.
Your mother was a hamster, and your father smelt of elderberries.
All right, I'm fighting with you, words. How far away from are we, these guys? We're still 50.
One of them's four. Swallow slight.
Yeah, African or European?
I don't know that. Anyway, you guys approach to approximately 50 feet when they noticed you. You noticed them. A little bit more distance has been closed because you're not shouting at each other.
No,
you're a good 30 feet away.
Boy meets goblin. Goblin meets boy. They have a conversation.
Tails all this time.
Goblin's smarter than boy.
Let me tell you about the goblins and the boys.
Goblin has more friends and talks to them behind our backs.
So right, there, it's like
I want to basically run at that guy and punt him because he's just being irrational.
So I guess we should see punting in the morning.
We need to roll an issue.
He's clearly got I think we call it big dog syndrome.
Yeah.
He is puffing Chihuahua out his chest, syndrome. Threatening you, riling up the other guys while this is going on.
Oh, Miles is right next to you. He was ready for this too. He's charging up as well.
Yeah, I'm running him to see if I can punt this dude. So I guess it's an issue.
Let's go for initiative and see if you get there.
All right. Find my page. No spider anymore.
I am going to split the goblins into two groups. I'm not going to roll them individually. And I will give you two numbers, Randy, to put there for me.
G1, G2.
The first one is 11. The second is behind the window.
To the wall. To the goblin.
Six. So 11 and 6 for me this time. No 18s.
To the goblin start.
I got a nat 20.
Nice. So unless anyone else rolls a natural 20, you'll be going first, regardless of the end result.
I was wondering what the B was. I'm like, and it came up 20. I'm like, oh, sweet. I guess the B for Beyond, for D&D Beyond, it's like a nat 20.
Oh, that's cool.
All right. I have a 12 plus 3 is 15.
Yes. Yes, it is. Siegfried. I almost had to go to the calculator.
Quick math.
What does Siegfried got? What does Siegfried got?
So what I plan for Siegfried is to stay out of combat, completely, until it looks like they need help, and then throw myself into the initiative.
Okay, so you can just enter whatever number you want at that point.
If that's how you roll it, then heck yeah.
Exactly, because at this point you're waiting for the opportunity to jump in, and you'll jump in when you want. It won't be on anybody else's schedule. Unless, of course, somebody comes up behind you and puts a spear between your ribs.
I mean, I didn't say that I was walking up with them. I'm still in the woods.
Yes, yeah. Well, you're back with Belle, definitely.
Yeah, I have a very specific plan in mind.
You for keeping me company.
I'm sure we'll try to foil your plan as best we can.
Shake.
Don't worry, I have a plan.
Okay, so
I'll just read the map.
So it's definitely going to start off with Abraxas. What did Miles have?
So my plan is to do good.
Then what I'm going to do is I'm going to do a goblin in between you guys because I don't want to do them all as one group. Okay. So put one of my goblins right above yours, Miles, and the other one at the end.
Sounds good.
Okay. So my plan was when I was running up is just to punt this dude right in the head.
Okay. And he will be part of group one. I think you said you're doing G1, G2?
Yep.
All right. So the dude that was doing the talking and the boasting and the blustering, he is part of group one. So that's the one you're headed for.
Yeah, we'll see if I can kick his head off.
Let's give a kick his head off roll.
All right. Unarmed strike.
Yep.
That is a 14.
That's going to hit.
All right. Damage is 4 damage to the face meats.
You probably don't have to lift your foot up too high either, so it might not be cool. Just that straightforward kick at like 3 or 3.5 feet high.
Just right underneath the chin.
So you take him off guard. You just moved in too fast for him. And you actually kick him. His eyes roll back in his head, and he falls back on his back, like, unconscious.
Awesome.
He's going to feel that in the morning.
Well, yeah, they're going to leave a mark, too.
Yeah. And the other guys just kind of, they stand there for a second. We're going to skip over the first group of goblins and go right to Miles here, because they're kind of like, holy crap, what just happened? We're going to give them a moment of silence for the unconsciousness of their shorty.
Shorty number one.
Miles is going to run up next to Abraxas and just kind of wait for them to close in, because they were still 50 feet back, right?
Now, well, at this point, everybody, I was saying everybody was within 30 feet when you were talking to each other.
Oh, okay. If it was 30 feet, then he's going to go towards the group, and he's going to adds one in the face.
Nice. Let's do it.
You need to pick adds. Uh-oh.
You didn't roll a one, did you?
Yeah, he hit me in the shin, probably.
Did you roll a one?
We're number one.
Nice.
He was number one.
After hit the table,
you're attacking with the pickaxe?
Yeah, he's going to slam down though. With the adds.
Okay.
He wants to turn them into adds fault.
Do me a favor and roll damage for that. I don't know if we established what pickaxe damage was.
I'd assume. I don't know. You want to give like hand axe?
I just wrote down. What did I write down? I just wrote down magic pickaxe. There was nothing, no information.
All right, so for now, put next to it 1d8. That way we know what to roll next time. And that's what I want you to roll now. And add your strength modifier.
I am hurting myself. I'm taking it.
No, this is how much it's going to be stuck into the ground.
Oh, okay. 4 plus strength is 1, 5.
All right. So the goblin that you're swinging at sees it coming a mile away. And he just like quickly steps to his left. And the pickaxe just goes straight down into the ground and buries itself like about 5 inches into the ground. And it's not coming up right away.
Oh, geez.
So that's going to be stuck there. The one that I'm calling the other group of goblins, so three others at this point are going to... Well, we're going to have two of them throw a spear at Abraxas. Two of them throwing one spear. No, two each throwing a spear.
That's how big the spear is.
Yeah. And let me get those numbers quickly. Let's see.
All right, Miles, I said always look cool, not the opposite.
I was trying to look cool. It's my first time swinging this thing.
It's a good point.
Use the pointy end next time.
This roller keeps putting him right behind there.
I want him to feel it before he dies.
So one of the spears is going to hit because I got an 18 on the die. The other is going to miss because I got a 9 on the die. We're going to go with 4 damage for Abraxas.
All right.
So the spear doesn't stick into you, but it definitely
cuts in.
It's a chink in the armor and hits and hurts quite a bit before it falls down to the ground.
All right. How many are grouped together here?
So treated as 2 and 3. The first group was Shorty and another guy, and the second group is 3 other goblins.
There you go. Sounds good.
And that is who is currently engaged to you. And we're back up to the beginning, so Abraxas.
All right. I'm going to breathe fire on that group of three guys.
Okay.
So they have to make a dex save that the DC is 11 for half damage.
What kind of area can you cover with that?
15-foot cones. I'm hoping to get all three of them.
Yeah, you'll get them because they're all within that space. I guess technically you might get all of them. Let's do this. You're able to aim it. So let's take, give me a D4 and add 2. You're definitely going to hit 2. And let's see, or 3, I mean. And let's see if you end up hitting more.
So D4, add 2?
Yeah.
That's 6.
All right, so the fire is going to at least touch every one of them. And what is it now? Remind me what they need to roll.
They need a dex save. The DC is 11, and on half damage, if they succeed, it's half damage. If not, they get full damage.
Okay, I'm going to roll them as the two groups, and I've got a 12 for the first group and a 2 for the second group. And what is the damage that you do?
Damage is 9.
Okay. So the second group, which is the group of three that you were mainly aimed towards, they're just, they start to crackle, sizzle, and their little goblin death screams hang in the air for a moment. And the other two you said take half damage?
Yes.
The guy that you knocked out on the ground just has flames go over the top of him. And, and the, like, singe his nose and his hair catches fire.
Eyebrows are gone.
Yeah, and the front of his clothes.
I really just want to get his eyebrows.
But and then the other one that was standing next to him that was still holding his spear, he didn't throw it, he catches on fire and he starts to dance around. So he's still alive, but he's probably isn't attacking you right away, and we're going to skip them, that group, and go right to Miles. So Miles, you've got what appears to be just one living goblin on fire.
Was it the one I was attacking or trying to attack, I should say?
Let's say yes, because it gives more drama to it.
Okay, so this might seem a little cruel, but what I want to do is kind of grapple this guy. And since I slammed the ad side down, I kind of want to shove him.
Oh, my God. Yes, yes.
Oh, right. That's cruel. I love it.
That is awesome.
Because he's jumping around on fire, he's going to be hard to grab. Let's do a dexterity roll, and I want you to hit 15 or better.
My dex is a +3. So
actually, if you have athletics, we could do that.
Athletics is a +1.
So go with your dex then.
Rather do dex, yeah. I keep minimizing the video. Okay.
But you are, it says you're proficient in dexterity, +5 on the sheet that I have.
+5?
Oh, that's a saving throw. Sorry, I'm looking at that's 5.
Okay.
Well, I had it scrolled down.
I rolled an 18, so it's 21.
All right, so you got him. And because of the nice roll, you won't take any fire damage. And what did you do now with him? So you grab him however you like.
I grabbed him. Okay, so when I had the pickaxe, I was slamming Ad's side down. So when that got stuck, it got stuck with the pointy end up. So I'm just grabbing this dude and just shish kebabbing him right onto the thing.
All right, when you put him on there, there's virtually no resistance. And when the tip of the pickaxe pokes through him, the goblin blood rolls off it like Teflon.
Oh, jeez.
That's nice. Nice feature.
So remember, the pickaxe is all new and shiny, like it was never used. It continues that way on the part that's sticking out of the goblin.
Nice.
There's nothing else going on in the camp. You don't hear any other goblins at this point. What's your next step?
We'll
drop out of initiative to talk about what we're doing next and enter it again if we need to.
Cool. It's a guy I kicked in the face. Is he dead or just unconscious?
He is now dead because his face burned.
The fire.
He stopped breathing. Yeah.
That's a shame.
Oh, by the way, Siegfried, they didn't need your help.
I'm aware. I'm going to stay back just in case there are more goblins because let's face it, there are always more goblins.
Would you give me a perception roll, please, Siegfried?
Absolutely.
I'm going to remove goblin from the pickaxe.
It comes off pretty easy.
Yes.
It's probably easier to get the goblin off the pickaxe and the pickaxe out of the ground.
Yeah, that's the plan.
I got a 19 +3, 22.
That's a crap ton. All right. As Miles is pulling the goblin off, and whatever Abraxas is doing, as that's happening, you do see more movement in the forest surrounding the camp area, and you're not sure what it is because of your distance at this point, but there is movement over there on both sides.
Bell, I need this back. Taking the shield.
Okay.
Follow.
He'll go hide behind a tree.
I'm captain of the tree!
And I'm going.
Jason's going to love listening to this.
So
I know. You
hearing the sounds in the tree, in the trees, and like the little vague bits of movement. It's
clear bits of movement. You just can't tell what they are from the distance. That's all.
It's the webs in this tree, isn't there?
In Draconic, Siegfried is going to shout out, "The trees! The trees!" clanging his hand axe against his shield as he runs into the clearing that his buddies are in.
Oh, Miles, I love that Rush song. Do you think he's talking about that?
Oh, man.
Yeah, he's just shouting at the top of his lungs.
What's your reaction at this point between Miles hearing the shouting and the clanging and Abraxas actually hearing the trees, the trees?
Well, I want to look to see if I could spot something first. Do we have people in the trees, like actually in the limbs, or like, and they just, you know, hiding in
ground level? Do a perception check quickly, please.
All right.
Same with Miles if he's just going to go, well, what the heck's going on?
I got a 17 on my perception check.
No, 3 plus whatever.
All right. So, Miles, you don't quite make it out, maybe because you didn't understand the Draconic and you're not sure where to look because Siegfried's back there banging his axe against his shield. So maybe you're just looking at him like, what the hell are you doing? But Abraxas does see, especially clearly from where you are, right on the edge of the trees outside of this little camp the goblins set up, there are definitely more goblins on both sides. And it looks like they're just about ready to shoot arrows at you. They have bows strung and knocked with arrows pulled back, and they're getting ready. It looks like they're ready to release. Because you had that 20 initiative, I'll give you a chance to act before they do if you want.
So are they up in trees or just in the tree line?
No, they're at the tree line. They're on the ground.
Okay. And how many did you say, or just?
I'd say at least 3 on each side.
All right.
We're taking this as you took maybe 3 to 4 seconds to look really quickly towards the trees, and you're seeing there's a group on either side of the road, the path, and outside of the camp that the goblins.
What's going on, Braxy?
What's the distance from us to the tree line?
About 25 feet.
All right. Follow me, Miles, and I just start charging off.
I technically
can get there, I guess, in the attack. Yeah,
we're going to jump back into that same initiative order. And Arithnus, where do you want Arithnus? Where do you want Siegfried to come in? That's what I was going to say. So might as well say it. Eli, where do you want Siegfried to come in?
I want Siegfried to be coming in. If at all possible, before the opposite line of archers would be.
So let's put the order this way for now. We have Abraxas at the top, the right side goblins next, Miles, and then the left side goblins.
Okay.
So at this point, you pick where you want Siegfried to fall in that order.
Where is Abraxas running to? Left side or right side goblins?
If I could pick, I'd say left side.
Okay. And that's left from your perspective, Siegfried. So when you're looking ahead of you, left, right.
So we both went left, so if you want to go cover right, that would
be amazing. Yeah, that's the plan. Y'all charge that line, I'm going to take this one.
All right, sounds good.
Okay, so Abraxas, let's go for your role, action. What is it you want to do?
Yeah, I'm running in, and with the halberd, it's going to take a swipe at the guy.
They are separated by about 8 feet or so. So you're definitely able to charge one, but they're not in a close group like the guys were in the camp.
My halberd is a 10-foot reach. If you want to get crazy, can I get crazy and try to like, whoa?
Let's put it this way. Depending on your enough,
maybe? Yeah, we'll see how it goes. Okay, that works.
With a 20, we can always do something.
Tie it to your non-existing tail.
Yeah, right. 17, 12 plus 5 on that one.
All right, so you'll definitely hit.
Damage is an 8.
Okay. What does it look like when you kill this guy?
So this guy, if I'm killing him, I want to come down like on his like a collarbone here and like slice through his chest.
Oh, jeez.
Nice. I'm going to say when you do that, you also cut the string on the bow.
Yeah, everything.
And the arrow just kind of flies a little wild and it's just it's a mess. Yeah. And the blood doesn't just drip off of your halberd.
Oh, no, I don't even clean that. I just leave the stuff on there. Oh, yeah.
You're going to infect the other people you hit.
I know. I'm such a jerk.
You just gave this goblin spider disease.
Yeah, I know. Good luck with that, buddy.
Spidery.
So next is, what, the right side ones?
Yeah, sounds right.
Right one. Yeah.
Sounds correct.
And Erythnus wanted to get in there before that. You started about 50 feet away, but you were moving forward, hitting your shield. So I'm going to give you a 30-foot range as you start your turn.
So that's 30 feet before I get to the...
As you start your turn, you are 30 feet away.
All right. My speed remains 30 with shield and armor equipped. So I'm charging this first goblin in the archer line, and I'm just going to be just one by one every turn. One, two, three, four.
Okay. And you said you're using your hand axe?
Yes, because okay. I'm equipping my shield.
Cool. So let's go ahead with that attack on the first goblin.
Go, hand axe.
go, gadget, hand axe.
Ooh, beautiful. 18 plus 5, 23.
Yeah, you'll hit him. Let's see what you got for damage.
1d6 plus 3 slashing damage. Nice. Yeah. 4. 1 plus 3. All right.
So you hit him, and you definitely hurt him. There's a slice right across his chest. And it looks like you've interrupted his bow shot, but he is still alive. And, well, not kicking. He's alive. He's standing there. And now it's their turn, that group. So I am going to let this guy try to pull a dagger out and stab you. We'll do that one first.
And first word he said was, your mother.
Your mama. Let's see. This is the 14 plus 4. Oh, they have a plus 4 to hit. So 18. Yeah.
That is my armor class exactly.
All right. So he hits you for what will be a small amount of damage, I'm sure.
Goblin's got some skills.
Yeah. This guy grabs a dagger out of his belt while his chest is bleeding, and he rolls 1 plus 2. So they're 3 damage to you. He didn't quite do as much as you did. But
my ankle.
He got you back. And then the other two... launch arrows towards, we'll just pick one at Miles and one at Abraxas. They're just shooting across the road to where you guys are, because that's okay. Who they had in their sights before their turn started.
Gotcha.
Are they in melee range of me, or just the one?
Just the one. The okay. Next one is, again, like 8-ish feet away. They're not right next to each other. They're separated a little bit. Let's go with a d20 roll, which is every one of these I roll goes behind another window. 11 is 11 against Miles.
14 AC.
Your AC is higher. Yep.
14. Yep.
And against Abraxas, it is. Ooh, I got the B on the die, Abraxas.
Damn it.
Yeah. So
you're some damage too.
Yeah, it's going to hurt pretty good. Probably heal myself after this.
I normally take the static damage, so I'm going to do that and double it. So their static damage in the monster manual is 5, so we're going to say it's 10.
Oh!
That's more than I got.
Oh!
Yeah, I already had 7 left.
Didn't you heal up during the night?
No, he took damage from the first time.
Yeah, I just took damage from the spear attack.
So that arrow just buries itself in your back, and you fall forward, I guess, like timber.
The goblins scatter.
Yes. Yeah. And you guys see that. And then we've got Miles is up next.
What the? You guys are going to pay for that. And now I'm going to swing upwards with the ad side. No, let's just pick him. We're going to pick him in the face.
So you're going to go... remind me, you hit that guy. No, you didn't hit him.
No, we both charged.
What happened when you got there?
We both charged the other two, but he got to go, and then you switched to...
Yeah. I'm sorry. It's your turn. I'm sorry. Yeah. So this is the second one. One got killed, the second one. Yes.
Yeah, because he...
I mixed up the two groups in my notes, and now I got it straight.
Yeah. So we're on the left side, so I'm going to go this one.
There are two left on each side.
15 plus 1 is 16.
That hits.
Okay, and pointy side, but it's still 8 and 8, so
yeah,
an 8.
Whoa. Oh. Wow.
Plus one. Do we plus? Oh. Well, I did swing up, so I guess I just nailed him right in the jaw, straight up. Lifting him up about 3 feet and then lowered him back down. Wow.
Yeah.
And so you're next.
Yeah, that happens. You, without a doubt. Done. The pickaxe comes out shiny. And, whew. The next is weapon. The next is that one remaining goblin where you and Abraxas are. You're still up, so that goblin's going to let that arrow go. And let's go with that roll. That one. Oh, crap. I just rolled the B again.
I only have one healing spell, guys.
And so that's 10. Same number.
I only have 9.
Oof.
Naturally.
All right, so we got 2 lucky goblin archers for sure. So that means that Miles will fall. Now, at this point, there is one goblin on that side, left side. 2 goblins remain on the right side. Well, 2.5, right? No, 2, because you got... No, yeah, half. It's half. It's where I said I mixed it up earlier. So 2.5 on that side. And now it is your turn. Yeah. So first, let's do a death saving throw for Abraxas.
Am I just doing a constitution save? Is that what it is?
I believe it's just a d20.
Yeah, I was going to say, the death saving throw is just...
11 or higher is a success. And then 10 and lower is a failure. If memory serves correct.
Well, I have a 12, if that means anything.
Okay, so you save this time.
Yeah.
If you roll like a 20, you automatically get 1 hit point and become conscious or something like that. Gotcha. And then after that is Siegfried.
Ooh, okay. How far are my companions from me?
Other side of the camp.
We're going to say 30 to 40 feet-ish.
30 to 40 feet-ish?
Yeah. They're not both equidistant from you. So one's a little closer than the other. We'll say Miles is a little closer than Abraxas.
All right. Well, here's the hoping. what the heck? Come on. No.
What are we hoping?
Right page. here's the hoping that Miles has a healing spell because I only have 1 slot for cure wounds.
Randy's sending, and we died in the messenger.
So what Siegfried is going to do is he is going to run over to Miles while unstrapping his shield, just kind of like tossing it on top of Abraxas. Here, have some cover. Get down on my knees and cast my only spell, Cure Wounds. It's 1d8 plus my wisdom mod because I took druid. So 1d8 plus 1 hit point.
So he's healing Miles?
Yes.
All right. Doesn't seem tactically. I'm not going to say anything.
I would have to dash to get to you.
Oh yeah, but I can heal. You know what I mean?
I can't get you up because if I dash, I can't cast my spell.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yep. Gotcha. Am I rolling the d8 or? Yeah.
If you're casting it, yeah. Go ahead and roll it.
Okay. Roll 1d8.
More than one.
More than 8.
Well, I mean...
any amount is more than 0. You're currently at 0.
If you got 1, you're good. Start making moves.
I rolled 1, and then if it's the plus 1, so you got 2 hit points.
Yeah, it should be adding your spellcasting modifier.
Yeah.
What the hell happened?
You got shot. Get up.
You got shot.
All right, I'm up. Don't kick me.
Can you get a Braxis up?
As part of casting your spell, I'm going to say you pulled the arrow out of his chest.
Just like one hand on the arrow, one to the skies. Nature, forgive me for what I'm about to do. Yank.
I can try to bandage him, but I don't think I can do much else.
So at this point, what I'm going to do is let the other ones that are on the other side of the road go ahead and shoot again. And I'm just going to do 1 each for you 3. And actually, before that, I'm going to say that Bell, upon seeing some of this, would snapped out of have snapped out of something. And I'm just going to do a hand crossbow bolt shooting out for him. Actually, if somebody else wants to roll that, you're going to roll a d20 plus 5.
Let's see.
Anyone?
D20?
Bueller.
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 Dry red eyes.
Bueller. 14, and then whatever mod.
Plus 5. So all right, 19, so that's going to hit. Nice. Roll a d6 plus 3.
D6. God damn, I should just stop rolling tonight. One.
All right.
Plus 3 to 4.
We're gonna be charitable and say that he shot the same one that you already hit with your hand axe. And so you hear the little twang of the hand crossbow off to the side, and that one goblin just like he's down. So the other two then are going to shoot, and we're just going to go with Miles and Arithnus. And we have a, for Miles, we have an 12. And 12.
14, so I'm good.
Okay. Yes. And he had a shield over you too, so we're going to give you at least half cover for that.
Oh,
so you
I tossed the shield over Abraxas.
Oh, all right. Sorry. Well, you're there too, so you're partial cover then.
Yay! And then
the other one's coming at you, and that is a 6 plus 4, 10. So that's not it.
He has to beat 16.
All right, then we go back to the top of the order again. Abraxas, give us another roll for a death saving throw.
All right.
Now, do you remember, Eli, is it 3 successful ones that you're up?
Yeah.
Yeet.
Three down.
Yeah, 3 success, and you're good. 3 fails, and you're dead.
Okay.
What do I need, 11?
I thought it was 10 or higher.
I was going to say, because I just got a 10 this time.
Jason's on the road home now. He asked if everyone really died.
Not everyone.
We're on our way.
See, that's I got a 10 this time. That's what I'm wondering.
Hold on. I'm getting the...
Trying to look for dips.
Cool. Yeah, I felt like it was 10 or higher. In the meantime, though, we'll jump to...
10 or higher.
Well, it's actually Eli looking it up. Oh,
it's 10 or higher. I just looked it up.
It's actually stacked to your advantage, then.
If your roll is 10 or higher, you succeed. Otherwise, you fail. Yeah, success.
There you go. So that's another success.
All right.
Siegfried.
Yay.
You're up now. There is one alive goblin on your side, 2 on the opposite side.
So my turn was just getting up that last time?
Yes.
All right. Good to know.
I'm gonna say you regained your consciousness. You'll be ready to act this time.
Sounds good.
Which will be right after the first goblin's act.
Usually I was done. I'm just double checking.
Yeah.
Okay, if I put myself between Abraxas's soon-to-be corpse and the nearest goblin...
Come on, yeah. Man.
Am I within melee range of the goblin?
Yes.
Okay, in that case, I'm going to put myself in that position with my hand axe.
Okay.
Die,
we got this Facebook Messenger chat going. Jason says, I miss one game and the party nearly KOs. Nice.
Poor coming guy. At him with my hand axe.
If Read somebody wants man. To send him a message, you can tell him that Bell inadvertently took out one of the goblins with a sand crossbow. What did you roll, Eli? I saw you just grabbing your face there.
It's not terrible. 9 plus 5, 14.
Oh, mm-hmm. All right. That's going to hit.
Yeah.
Yay.
So, just more. As a note, as far as goblins go, even when they have their shield, their armor class is 15. They do not have a shield.
Oh, nice.
Because they're using their bows.
My damage roll was 2 plus 3, 5.
Okay. So you are going to interrupt him from shooting this turn because that's a substantial hit to him. You're going to knock him off balance. He might drop the arrow that he had currently knocked. After that is the goblin group on the opposite side of the road. So this is 2 of them able to shoot arrows still. We're going to pick, because Miles is getting up now, we're going to go with Miles and Arithnus again. I'm going to keep saying Arithnus and then Siegfried because I keep looking at the Zoom window and it's Arithnus in there. All right. I rolled the opposite of the B, which would be a one at this point. So that goblin is not about to hit you. The other one is a 6 plus 4 is 10. I think I rolled a 6 last time for the same guy. So arrows fly wide this time.
He's not very good.
Well, clearly they were lucky last time. I mean, they had a 1 in 20 chance, right?
Yeah.
And I did two of those. Next, so after the goblins on the right side was, I think it's Miles now.
All right. So I guess I'll try to bandage wounds. I don't have any skill in survival or medicine.
You could medicine do that or finish one. Taking out the goblin that Siegfried just hit.
Yeah, okay. I'll do that. That seems wiser to do and more up my speed. Okay. With the lack of medicine. Better idea.
Yeah, just tossing my shield.
You got to lunge about 10 feet ahead of you and, you know, whatever you want to attack with.
Yep. So I just picked back up the pickaxe. So.
Okay.
I thought it was a 1 for a second. 7. 8. Altogether. So probably not.
Not quite.
Could have been worse.
Yeah. So, I mean, you just...
Much worse.
Yeah. It's a very simple miss. You went to swing at him. Maybe you're staggering a little bit still, and the pickaxe just goes wide.
Yeah.
After that...
Oh, blast it!
After that is that single goblin. He gets to... he's going to do that whole pull out a dagger and try and stab you because you're standing right there now.
Don't try it.
Have a 3 on the die. So, no. He's done.
I would like to just like backhand the dagger away from me, not out of his hand, just like, no, I said don't try it.
No more of that. Let's do Abraxas's saving throw.
Oh, God.
See if we get the third in a row.
17.
There you go. Nice. So what happens after 3 successful saves in a row?
I believe they come up with 1 hit point.
Is that how it works?
I believe so. Let me see here.
Actually, yeah, I had it on the book here.
Okay. So we'll have that happening. And I'm going to do another roll for Bell to just shoot a crossbow bolt, hand crossbow bolt that way. Because that's where everyone is on that side now. And he's got a 15. Actually, I was going to ask someone else to roll it, and I didn't. But he hit, so I guess that's good.
Yeah, I'm still at 0. I'm just stable, not dying, but I'm unconscious at 0.
And Bell is going to do 4 plus 1. Bell's going to finish off that goblin that Siegfried started. So now on that left side of the path where you guys all are, there are no more living goblins. There are 2 on the opposite side. And it is Siegfried's turn.
So now the other only ones are across the way?
Yeah.
Are any of them within 30 feet?
We're going to say, yeah, you can reach one of them.
All right. In that case, I'm running up with my greatsword.
Go for
you
it.
Done you done frickled my jimmies, Sonny.
Frickled my jimmies?
Yes, huh. It's a popular expression in Siegfried's hometown. It means that you have made me rather upset, and I'm going to punch you in the face about it.
Nice. So what do we got with that attack?
All right. I know I said I was going with my great axe, but I'm very tempted to actually just smack him. Yes, great sword, my bad. Yeah. Nah, I'll stick with my great sword. Yep. It's the smart thing.
No one ever accused you of that.
Woo! 9 plus 5, 14.
Nice.
That hits. That's going to hit. Yeah, because they're at a 13 right now.
Oh,
a shield is plus 2 AC, right?
Yes.
Okay. So they're at a 13.
Yeah. All right, let's see. Ones or twos, babies. Oh, even better. I got a 6 and a 4. Plus 3, 13 damage to this one goblin.
My God. So you did about double what you needed to do. What does that carnage look like?
Okay, so I'm going to say that this carnage... I'm getting mean with it.
This carnage is brought to you by...
Yeah.
So...
Raisin grapes.
isn't going to take the greatsword out of its scabbard. He's just going to hold it from its scabbard. Ah. As he charges, he goes under the goblin, between mm-hmm. the legs, catching with the guard,
yeah.
and just flips him over. Like in a
so
big,
he does
a
that little squeal
swing.
Of being lifted by the crotch.
Mm-hmm. and then, just getting embedded into the ground.
Oh.
Or pancake. Up for a maneuver.
Yep. Once nice. That goblin is confirmed dead, I will then take out my greatsword.
Oh, he is confirmed dead. You hear his head splatter. And see it, for that matter.
Yep. So now I'm staring down this other goblin, greatsword in hand.
So
you freckled my jimmies.
Because you just said that, I'm going to have you roll an intimidation roll.
He just Yay! Snap, crackled, popped your face.
I was just about to have him roll a save against intelligence to see if he was going to run, but I want you to roll the intimidation roll.
They're intelligent. They would not have came out of the woodworks to begin with.
Ooh, hey, they're more boy. Intelligent than Abraxas. We established that.
20 plus 2, 22.
All right, so... And not only does he turn to flee, but you hear the distinct sound of bowels being released as he decides to run away from you. And it was his action next, and his action is to run like 60 feet immediately in the opposite direction of where Siegfried is. At this point, whether you'll chase him or not, we'll drop out of initiative and... What's happening with Abraxas, guys? Who is going to help him out?
Yeah, I'm at zero. I don't get a hit point from another 1 to 4 hours.
So. I've done some quick bar helping people out, so I'll try my best to help bandage him up, see if that'll do anything with medicine. Okay. Negative one, so I'm right, I don't fail me now.
That's not a good way to start a roll.
I'm going to do my best to help him. Negative one. So two minus one is one.
Oh, my gosh. You realize it is beyond your abilities before you even start.
This, I can't do this.
No.
I'm sorry.
Maybe
you hear from across the way.
What do you mean? I'm not trained for this. I'm a bard and a barkeep. I can't do this.
If you look at Siegfried, you can tell, like, he's looking back from you and the goblin running away, back to you, back to the goblin, back to you. Damn it!
There's a squirrel over there, but damn, my friend needs help.
So I'm going to go over and try to perform a medicine check.
Cool. Let's go for it.
Plus one.
Can I pull out my longbow and do a perception and see if I can see the dude running away?
Yeah, go ahead and make a... you can definitely see him. Let's make an attack roll with disadvantage from this distance.
Ooh, two rolls. First roll, 16. Second roll, 15. So plus three with each is 18. That's my lowest.
You're going to hit him. So, Siegfried, what's your roll for medicinal purposes?
7 plus 8. This is a lot harder without... 7 plus 1, 8.
Okay.
This is a lot plus harder 8. Without a spell.
Really.
It is.
What's the damage on a longbow?
1d8.
Death to goblin.
Oh, okay.
We're just going to say, because you were able to hit him from this distance, you'll take him down.
I figured we'd just swap what we were doing.
And I think a longbow is 1d8, I think, anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. So at this point, we can say that we can take a short rest, because I think a short rest will get you, half your hit points? I can't remember what it is.
On a short rest, I believe you can spend a hit die. Like you roll one of your hit die, so I think for the paladin it's a d10.
Yeah.
And then he adds that to his hit points.
And add your constitution modifier. I'm going to do that. Whether it's in there or not, we're going to do that.
I'm not entirely certain. That's my rough idea of how it works.
Short rest is a period of downtime, at least 1 hour long, during which a character does nothing more strenuous than eating, drinking, reading, and tending to wounds.
He's unconscious, so yes.
One or more hit dice at the end of a short rest, up to the character's maximum number of hit dice, which is equal to the character's level. For each hit die spent in this way, the player rolls the die and adds the character's constitution modifier to it. The character regains hit points equal to the total. The player can decide to spend an additional hit die after each roll. Character regains some spent hit dice upon finishing a long rest, as explained below. Didn't need that part.
So we can definitely settle the area now. A 2 to 5 minute search between Bell, Siegfried, and Miles. You can tell there are no other goblins around. You can kind of make their camp your own to maybe lay a Abraxas out there, maybe start up a fire or something, keep them warm. And then wait an hour, to at least 1 hour, for the short rest, right?
Are their arrows pretty much the same as mine? Because I'll just pick some more up. I'll just grab like 5.
And they were using short bows, if that matters. Wearing crappy leather armor, but leather armor nonetheless.
Goblin leather armor.
They each had spears or short bows and daggers.
Probably have a stash around here somewhere. I'm going to start snooping around these tree stumps and stuff around here.
Cool. Good idea.
We'll do that, and we'll just say the hour passes long enough for the short rest. Do you have your D whatever ready there, Abraxas?
So
I don't know what your hit die is. Is it 12 or 10?
I want to say it's 10.
Well, your max hit points is 11, so it has to be a 10 plus 1 for Constitution. Yeah.
Before we start the short rest, I'm going to use my second wind ability to heal up for 4.
Yes, good idea.
3 plus 1.
Miles,
and then at the end of the short rest, I get that ability back.
Yep.
Miles needs to do the short rest as well, because he's down to 2 points. And I think he's a D8. He only has a 9, so.
Yeah, and your constitution's a plus 1. We're doing maximum hit points per level, so yeah, that definitely makes sense. So what'd you end up with, Chris?
6 points back.
Nice. More than
that. I can use my lay on hand. Well, I can use my lay on hands to get it back to normal.
Yeah, and you're probably going to have a long rest before, you know, much else happens. Because right now you're just resting in the goblin camp that you have forcibly taken over.
All right, I'm going to heal myself then.
Yeah.
Up to max.
Searching for stuff.
I got 5 back, in case you're wondering.
Cool. That works. So in searching for stuff, it's actually not hard to find. In one of the tents, you find a small wooden, I was going to say footlocker, but smaller than that, a little coffer. And within that, there are a bunch of copper pieces, some silver pieces, and a few gems that I don't know if anyone here, their character is skilled in what gems might be worth, but there are a couple of different colored gems in there as well.
I don't know if the people that he clienteled would be rich enough to go and try to use gems as payment. So probably just gold, silver, copper.
It's something I'm sure Bell would look at, so we might pick that up with Jason when we get him back. So with that, we're going to say it's about 50, it's 50 copper pieces and 40 silver pieces in there. And also within the tents, you find a few what appear to be golden goblets, but kind of small. So not copper, necessarily, you know, big goblets, but you find 4 of those. So it looked like they're from a set.
50 copper, 40 silver?
Yes. 50 copper, 40 silver. Put 3 different colored gems. And we can establish the colors as somebody decides to look at them or examine them. And then, like I said, 4 small gold goblets. They're dirty. They're goblin dirty. And what they had been drinking in them smells pretty horrible.
You said these goblins had spears, right?
Yep. The goblins that were in the camp had spears. And those that did not burn, we're going to say there are Let's say there are four left. Four usable spears left.
I'm going to pass out each one of us a gauntlet to hold on to.
Okay. Nice. I'm going to throw it in the bag. These goblin spears, are they goblin-sized? Would I treat them as javelins?
I think a javelin, you could treat it as a javelin.
All right. I'll take three.
Okay.
I've got to get some better armor. That sucked.
They're not the most well-balanced weapons, but you could throw them. I mean, you could chuck it hard enough to do damage to something.
Yeet. That's all I look for.
Cool. as far as your armor, it does look like the arrow found a spot that may have been weakened by, you know, previous usage or something, because that arrow shouldn't have penetrated like that.
Oh, geez. I'm going to check my locket, make sure it didn't get damaged by that. Oh, I wish I thought of that.
I rolled a 20. Damn. No, it didn't. Did not damage it. We're right near the time. I was kind of hoping Jason would try to join so I could tell him we're done.
That would be funny.
I saw him.
Hey, guys, I'm on now. What's up?
That's Bell, not Jason. Oh,
yeah. I don't have all a right. Jason impression. I'm sorry.
Well, in the meantime, there's no surprise this time that I'm going to say this episode's over.
check one more thing in the bag, and it's the end of the episode.
Yeah, we will pick it up here in the Conquered Goblin Camp next time we start up, and I'm sure Bell will have something to say. So we'll get to hear from him next time as well. In the meantime, we can wrap this one up, and we'll all say
bye-bye.
We survived.
This has been Eli, and my jimmies have been frickled.
Dragon boots. Cool.
The preceding podcast was brought to you by One Joe Young. You can find us online at adventuresfromtheshed.com.